Carbon 11 labelled PK11195 was a ligand first introduced in Orsay. And they took a lead from a guy called Benavides, who was working for Roche, I believe, in France. And he was an expert on the peripheral benzodiazepine receptor system. Now, the microglia are the defence system of the brain. They lay dormant. They may represent something like 10% of all the brain cells, but they're dormant. But once there's a lesion, they activate, and they may even proliferate, to try and encapsulate that lesion to prevent its interference with other normal tissue. And it's a generic response to when there is disease in the brain. Very generic. And so this looked very exciting. And some very early work done at Hammersmith on stroke and patients recovering from stroke, where you've got a lot of damage, clearly, and showing when you inject C11 PK11195, you really have a very strong signal in the region of the stroke due to the microglia. And they become, in many cases, macrophages, which really are trying to contain this activation. But and Ralph Myers and others showed that it really was the microglia was giving us a signal. Now, there was a centre in Munich, a Max Planck Centre, devoted to this sort of biology. And I think Ralph Myers went to a seminar in Germany, which they were active in this area. And a junior worker there called Richard Bernardi had been working on this, and he's also psychiatrically trained, but really quite a basic biologist. And he was so interested in the fact that we had this specific ligand for the microglia. Now, you have to understand that during this time, which is the mid-90s onwards, if you look at the literature on microglia, in general, the biology of microglia, it's really going up exponential about how people perceive the microglia. Are they the precursors for Alzheimer's disease? Are they involved? Or are they bystanders which are involved? But in general, there's a lot of interest in microglia. And Richard came over and added his insight and the need, the wish to begin to explore the value of this probe in a whole range of diseases. And, of course, the first one we went for was multiple sclerosis, because there they have well-formed plaques, activated tissue, and there was a series of work where they actually looked at autopsy brain and looked at staining the plaques and shown that they were full of microglia and they were activated, and also the PK was binding there. Such things like looking at early Alzheimer's disease and showing activated microglia in patients at the early stage was fascinating, and of course, as it were, suggesting how that may be associated with the plaque formation and relationships there. And that's the jury's still out on that one. But also, Richard Wise did some interesting work on patients with stroke and showing how distant parts away from the stroke there was subclinical damage done, but the microglia was showing it. There's a lot of work going on now, and David Brooks went on to use it in movement disorders quite extensively and multiple system atrophy. There's a lot of work within the PET field trying to get better ligands, you know, which perhaps give you a stronger signal. So that's an area which is developing.